Okay, today's daf is Me'ila daf Yud Aleph. Me'ila Yud Aleph, as we begin the third parak in the Masechta, says the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak again on Yud Amid Beis. Says the Mishnah, V'lad Chatos U'tmuras Chatos V'chadash Mesu Ba'aleha Yamusu. Five Chatos Mesos being listed here, and there's going to be two groups. So the first group is V'lad Chatos, the want a baby born, a fetus born to a chatos. So again, that vlad is not needed and it's disconnected to from the owner. For tamur as chatos, and the tamur of a chatos, somebody's maimer on their carbon chatos. For chatos shemesu ba'aleha, and a chatos whose owner had died, as we saw yesterday in Rashi, the last discussion that we had about inkapar lemesim. All these cases, yamusu, the halacha Moshe B'Sinai tells me that these chataos have to die. So that is the three that are clear cut, as the Gemara is going to say. There are no distinctions. So one of the achronim has the safek, the pirushim v'chidushim. Im chatas hanogachas al pishnei edim, o sherava al pishnei edim, v'nei mardina lemisa. What if you have what we would call a shar niskal? Shar that was nirba, shar that was that killed. Imdina kechatos mesos ve'ena oset tmur v'lonene v'lomorlin. Do all the halachas that we're about to have about chatos mesos apply to all chatos that have to die, or only those five? Because we could come up with another example of a chatos that has to die, but not be left to die, but one that we will put to death. A shar haniskal. So is that suffig whether we would say the halachas of, for example, we're going to see in a minute, they can't create tamura anymore because they've lost so much of their kedusha that they're not considered kadosh enough in order to create tamura. So does that apply to a shar haniskal or not? So that was the it's a question that some of the achronim discussed. But either way, the halacha of leaving them to die, that is unique to these animals. So you have the three that the Mishnah just listed, and now you have the other two. Vishe Ivra Shnasa, Vishe Avda, Vinimseis Ba'alas Mum. So there are three on this list here, but really there are only two. Right? There's five altogether, so we already have three. Is that going to be three here? So the Gemara explains elsewhere, we have this already, that there are two here that have two problems each. Vishe Ivra Shnasa, it's too old. It was a chatos that was supposed to be a certain year, and now it's beyond the date. Visha avda, and it was lost. V'nimseis ba'alas mum. That word sha'avda is going on the phrase previously and the phrase following. Meaning, the case is, we'll talk about why the Mishnah said this in a minute, but the case is where it was past its time and it was lost, and also the other case is it was lost and it became a ba'al mum. Why does the Mishnah say that? Why don't you just say the five cases? Five cases are Ibrashnas, it was passed as I'm an Avda. What do we add of a Nimsis Balas Mum? That's not one of the five Chatos Mesos. So, the reason is for the Machlokas that we were alluded to yesterday. If you have Machlokas between the Rabbanan and Rebbe Shimon, I think it was, that if you find the animal before your Makriv, the one that you never left the Beis HaMikdash. Let's say you lost one, and then you were designated a new one, and then you find the first one. So we mentioned yesterday that the Shidur Rabbanan is that's not a case of Chatos Mesos. Because there, you found both of them, and they're both Ome. The only case of Chatos Mesos, when it was lost, if you were in a Skaper Ba'acher, and then you found the other one only afterwards. But even the Rabbanan would agree that if it has what's called Tarti L'Reyasov, it has two problems, then it could still be called a Chatos Mesa, and that's why the Mefarshim point out why the Mishnah here mentions the cases of Tarti L'Reyasov. That's what we had in Maseches Temura to explain the Mishnah. But anyway, let's continue. So the cases of where the animal gets too old, Avrishnasa or Avda. So, says the Mishnah, Rashi takes out the next letter, Im Kipru by Habailim, if the Bailim then get Kapara, meaning even if they're both standing here and then you use one of them, that even the Rabbanim would agree, Tamus, so then the one that's left has to die, the Eina Osa Tamura, and all of them, all five now, do not create Tamura, because they are not on the level of Kedusha that needs that has within it the power to create Temura. As we spoke about at length, Temura is another Maisa HaKadosha, so to speak. And V'lo Nanin, V'lo Malin. There is no specifically an Isser Me'ila to Araisa on these animals, but there is an Isser to get benefit from it. V'lo Nanin, Pashas Darabanan, V'lo Malin. that if you used one of the animal that's there, the im achlo kibru abaylim, but if the baylim did not get kapar yet, and you have this animal, let's say the case of Avda, you have both of them standing there in front of you, so until you use one, tirach at the stive, you wait and you let it graze until it gets a mum. Obviously the one that doesn't have a mum yet, the Avr Shnasa, the other one has a mum ready, and then you'd be able to v'timachar and sell it, and you'd buy another one with the money. And then those would, until you use one, so then it still has kedusha, and it would create tzmura and ma'alin ba, and there is an isra me'ila by these animals until the kapara takes place. Okay, so these are the five chatos mesos. We've had these in other contexts as well. Ask the Gemara just a detailed question. Maishna resha deloka miflagi, maishna sevetika miflagi. Why did the Mishnah just list the five? Why did the Mishnah group them in two groups? First you have three, then you have two. First three, and then the Mishnah says yamusu. Then you have the other two. Why didn't you just say them all together? As we know, the abbreviation of Vitimna puts it all together. Answer, Reisha Psikale, Seifa Lo Psikale. Because the Reisha, it's Pashat's obvious answer, the Reisha, there's no distinctions. In these three cases, always Yamusu. If the animal has a Techatas, has a baby, the Vlad Chatas is always Yamusu. Tuberous Chatas, you can never be makr of these animals. A Vlad Chatas, a Tuberous Chatas. Can't be makr of them. Mashenke, the other cases, they're the chilukim. Therefore, that's why the Mishnah puts them separately, because there are distinctions within them. It says the Gemara, Hatane Legabi Tzmura. Didn't we have this Mishnah, Mesechus Tzmura? So what do we have to have this Mishnah again for? So Gemara says, no, Tana Hasa Mishim Tzmura, Tana Hacha Mishim Me'ila. There it's listed for Tzmura reasons, there for Me'ila reasons. Right? This is a source for, sometimes, if any time a Rav gives a shir, and there's an overlap between a topic that he's done before, he's allowed to repeat himself. He's not a repeat, that's where Yudan Asi knows this is a great educational tool. Even though you've said something in a different shir, but if you're looking at it from a different vantage point, and it's for a different reason, you can quote the material. And it's for educational and reviewing something from a different way, it is valuable. So that's what Yudan Asi did. He quoted Tzmura by Me'ila, he quoted Me'ila by Tzmura in order to solidify the information and to connect the context. Send the next Mishnah. Today is a number of Mishnayos on our plate. Says the Mishnah, Hamafrish Ma'os, still continuing though, the larger topic of what is subject to Me'ila and what is not subject to Me'ila. Hamafrish Ma'os L'Naziruso. If somebody's Mafrish money for his Nazirus, as we know, a Nazir has to bring Karbanos at the end of the process. He has to bring a Karbanos if he becomes Tameh. And he has to bring Karbanos if he does become Tami, if he becomes Tar, right? If he does the proper process, what he's supposed to do. So he is Mafrish, an Ola, a Shlamim, and a Chatos at the end of his Naziris. If he had become Tami, he brings an Asham. But if it's a regular Tara, then it's just an Ola, Shlamim, and Chatos. So let's say a Nazir is Mafrish money for his Karbanos. So what is the Halacha with that money? Lo Nanin v'lo Ma'alin. There is an Isser of Hana'a, based on that money, can't get benefit because it's designated for Karbanos, but there's no Me'ila. Why isn't there Me'ila? This money is designated for Chatas, Ola, and Shlamim. Why? Mipnei Shehein Re'uyin Lavo Kulan Shlamim. Because this money, theoretically, all could be Shlamim money. It's not designated yet. And therefore, there's no Me'ila. Remember, by Chatas and Ola, there's Me'ila right away. By Ola, there's Me'ila forever, except by the skin. By Chatas, there's Me'ila all the way until Zrikas Adam, and then the Basar is out of Me'ila. But Shlamim, there is no Me'ila yet until Zrika, and then there's Me'ila by the Emurin. Says the Mishnah, that all this money could somehow be connected to the Shlamim, and therefore, there is no Me'ila. Major Machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos, right here. What exactly does that mean? Ra'ui lavo kulan shlamim. Rashi says, any one of these coins, when you pick it up, or if you've benefited, you can say, this one could have been for the shlamim. And therefore, there's no me'ila by it. Tosva says differently. Tosva says, no, you could have used all of this money for the shlamim, and then gotten new money, and bought your chatas and ola with that new money. So that's a machlokas. L'may nafkamina, says the Chafetz Chaim. What if you used all of the money? What if you were moel and all of the money? According to Rashi, you're stuck now. According to Rashi, you can't use the excuse anymore. Well, this one could have gone for the Shlomim. No, you can't say that, says the Chafetz Chaim in Likutei Halachos. Right here. in Masechet Me'ilah. He quotes this Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Ulidvarav lichora imnehne mikol hamos kulan biyachad mo'al. Aval dasa Tosfos lachena Rambam da'af b'nehne mikulan biyachad lo mo'al. Even if you got enough from all of them. Why? Because the halacha is that you could have used all of this. That's an important machlokas between Rashi and Tosas here. How do I look at this line of Roy that it should all become Shlomim? The Mishnah Melech also discusses this machlokas Rashi and Tosas in Hilchos Neziris, Zayin Vav. And he brings up the following issue. He says, Is there bittul berov or bittul bechlau when it comes to coins? We say bittul by coins. We say bittul by food. We say it bittul by iser beheter, milchiks and fleishiks, and isurim and eterim. What about money? Is there bittul by money? If you have a certain amount of money and it goes into a larger amount of money that is, let's say it's maaser rishon and it gets mixed up into chulin. Is there bittul by matzbeos? So that Maaser Sheni. So is there bittul? Says the Mishnah Melech. He quotes Reb Yaakov Alpandari, who says Ra'isi Mashakasa Bitosvis in Meila. At the end of Meila, the matzbea chashiv v'lo batul min haTorah. Hein emes shedin zehu davar chadash lo matzino b'shum makom davar shalo yielo bittul min haTorah. Says the Mishnah Melech. Why not? This other sefer that he quotes develops the idea that there's no bittul by matzeos, by money. Why not? There's bittul by everything. There's bittul by animals. There's bittul by everything. Why shouldn't there be bittul? And the person who said there's no bittul quoted three rayas. And the Mishnah Melech goes through each raya and knocks off each one. One of the rayas is our Gemara. V'ri'isi l'malas kvodo sh'ratza l'achriach s'faras atos v'salazum mishlosh makamos v'ashnaim nemro peh v'echan nechtaf v'inini mefarta. And he quotes the shlishis. If you separate most and Ziruso, so there's no Me'ilah, but why not? Rashi, because each mana, you could say, this one's for the Shlomim. The nasal basaruba. Why don't you go after the Rov, and Rov of the money is subject to Me'ilah. Chatas and Ola is subject to Me'ilah. Only not the Shlomim. It must be, there's no Bittul by Matbeos. That was the Raya that this Sefer brought. The Rov Mos Yesh Ben Me'ilah V'yavti Ika Demei Shlomim Kiva Dahavu Mi'uta Liv Tulu Baruba Elavadei Matbeya Chashiv Lo Batil. So he says, Lo Yirati L'Sov Daito. Know what he's talking about? There's no bittul there. You know why it works there? Because they didn't designate yet. Nothing is called Chatos yet there. Nothing is called Ola there. See, that's why there's no bittul. V'lo Yirati L'Sov Daito D'ma'inin bittul b'kan D'bittul lo shamanu Elo levatel ha'isir la'hatira l'charchila ba'achila Aval marovu isir Nidhi sura ikav l'chayva malkos. Okay, he continues. And he says, there's no bittul here because there's just a group and nothing has a designation yet. That's why, according to Rashi or Tosfos, that's the issue that he brings up here in the Mishnah Melech, the end of Perek Zayin of Hilchos Me'ilah. Good. Just to review also, remember the discussion of why a Nazir has to bring a carbon chatas bechlal. Machlokas Ramam Ramban, we mentioned many times, is based on the Gemara. The Gemara, the Machlokas Tanoim, that comes up in Maseches Tainis and elsewhere, is a Nazir something positive, something we should be aspired to or not. The Ramban writes clearly on Parshas Naso that a Nazir is a great thing. A Nazir is a Kadosh, and it's wonderful. And why does a Nazir bring a carbon chatas at the end of his Nazirus? Because he is stopping from being a Nazir. That's his chet. Which is amazing, because when else do we have an example of a carbon that we bring al ha'asid? He stopped bringing a Nazir, and he has to bring a chatas because he's no longer going to be a Nazir. Because of the decision, because it's what he's going to do. So that is, she does the Ramban though. Because after all, the Torah says Kadosh. Kadosh and Chote. So which is it? So Ramban says, really, Kadosh is the Iker, and Chote is just because he's not being a Nazir anymore. The Ramban says no. The Rambam in Hilchos Deos, quoting the Yerushalmi, says no. A Nazir is a Chote. And of course, Lo Dayachem Asha Asra Torah. Is that enough? For the Torah says it's Asr. But you're being most in Dvarim Achirim? So the Rambam quotes that Yerushalmi, says no, he is a Chote. And that's what he has to bring a chatas. Sometimes people might have to do this. If somebody is too much of an extreme to one side, then he has to go to the other extreme in order to end up back in the middle. He has to swing the pendulum of his life in order to come back to the middle. But ultimately, that's not the goal, says the Rambam. That's a chote. What's kadosh? Kadosh is just going on the hair. The hair is holy. The hair is kadosh. The hair must be thrown under the dud of the shlamin that's burning in the mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash. But one should not think that the nazir is a good thing. The nazir is a kadosh. Okay, we continue now. Says the Mishnah. Still in the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah. If the Mishnah, if mafrish most, then nazirus. So again, if a nazir is mafrish money for his nazirus, so then there's no me'ilah, and there's no, it is an isra na, because it could all become shlamim, Rashi and Tosfos, mace v'hayulo mostumin, and if he died, what if he died before he brought his karbanas, and the money is still sasum, so, yiplu l'nadava, so he takes the money, and yiplu l'nadava, and it falls to nidva, meaning, even though it was for Nazirus, and you might say that it was ultimately going to be used for a chatas, you don't have to use it for a chatas, right? Yiplu l'nadava can be used for a nadav, or nadavis of the case of Mizbeach. Ma'os mifurashim, but what if the money is designated? What if it is designated? Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, d'mechatas yechul yamamelach. The d'mechatas now is like Chatos Mesos. And therefore you just have to throw that to the Yamamelach. Lo nanim v'lo malin. There is no me'ila, there is, but there is an Isser Hana'a. There is an Isser Hana'a l'chatchila. That is the Demei Chatos. There's a question, discuss this, is this an Isser Darais or Isser Darabanan? Lo nanim v'lo malin. When it says here, what level of Chiv is that? We'll talk about that in a second. Demei ola yaviu ola umalim behem. Demei ola can be used for a carbon ola. No problem. And there is me'ilah because that's regular. Kedushas mizbeach. V'demei shlamim yaviu shlamim. And the demei shlamim, one can bring a shlamim with. V'ne echad on liyom echad. But you have to have the chumrah of the nazir karbanos. That it's only yom v'layla. Unlike regular carbon shlamim, which has day night day. But these have to have the chumrah of the karbanos of Naziris, and it does not require lechem to be brought, even though usually you have to bring a number of loaves with the karban of a nazir, but those lechamim have to be waved al kapei nazir. And Rashi here quotes, because you don't have al kapei nazir, the nazir died, so therefore there's no need to bring the lechem. Tosfos and nazir is the one that points out when you have the nazir that died. Is there an Isser Daraisa, or is this in the world of Durabanan? So Tosfos says 2 days. There, nazir da chavdal and amabez. He says garcina beper gimel de meila lo nanin lo malin lo nanin mi Durabanan oshema filu mi Daraisa aser. It could be that there's an Isser Daraisa, not meila. We mentioned this back in the beginning of the Masechta. Can there be an Isser Hanaa Daraisa on something when there is no Me'ilah by it? Ava gav dekayim el shlamim, midid havei shlamim mechayim, nehid de Me'ila leka, Isser Daraisa ika. Even by a carbon shlamim, where there's no Me'ilah until after Zrikas Adam, but there still could be, you're not going to benefit from Kachim. So that's an important yisod that we've seen a number of times. There could be an Isser Hanaa Daraisa of Kachim, not Me'ilah. Not Be'ilah, but still an Isser Hanah, maybe just flowing from the Kedusha, the Bizayin Kachim, but not Dafka, that it is Me'ilah. Okay, says the Gemara. Maskevla Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, why did the Mishnah bring the cases of Naziris? I have another case that the Mishnah could have brought. V'lisni Nami. Hamafrish ma'os lakinim lo nanim v'lo malin. If somebody has to bring a kan, a set of birds, for some reason, a yoledes, other reasons, generally when one has to bring a set of birds, it's a chatos and an ola. So why didn't the Mishnah bring in that case? If you're mafrish ma'os lakinim lo nanim v'lo malin, mipnei shehein, why? Because also there, you might say, what do you mean? What, it's a chatos and an ola. Chatos and ola, those are both subject to Mi'ila. So why here would we say lo nanim v'lo malin? Mipnei shehein ru'uyin la'avi torin shalohi giyazmanan u'bnei yona sha'avarzmanam. A tor and bnei yona, the two types of birds that can be brought as a karban, a tor has to be older and a bnei yona has to be younger. So Reish Lakish is asking. Tosfos points out, first of all, that the bnei yona line here is just thrown in, but it's lav dafka. That's not really what the question is about. As we'll see, we'll explain the question in a second. But sometimes the Gemara just quotes them together, so it throws that in. But, says Reish Lakish, if I am mafrish birds, let's say I'm mafrish b'nei torin for my karban, but I'm mafrish them when they're too young. They're too young. So the halacha is that they have kedusha, but there's no me'ila yet, because they're not roy to be brought as a karban yet. The term shelo igi azmanim. Once they become roi, then I'll be able to be makdish them. I'll be able to be makriv them. And though, if the mafreshim point out, though there usually is an isser to be makdish a bal mum, we discussed this a couple of weeks ago in the mitzvah shir, there's no isser here by a karban that is memela going to become roi, right, in a couple of days, or a couple of weeks, whenever it is, a tar shelo igi azmanim. So you're allowed to do this. And, says Reish Lakish, therefore, this is a case. I came up with a Hechi Timsi, also where you're mafresh something that really is in the world, is in the parasha of Me'ila, but you're not going to be subject to Me'ila. Why? Because, just like we said earlier in the Mishnah, ra'ui that they all can be brought as shlamim, these also are ra'ui that I can buy with this money, a Torah that's not old enough, which wouldn't be subject to Me'ila either. So why did the Mishnah say this case? And this is an even bigger chiddush. Why? Because here, both of them are chatas and ola designated. Right? It's not that you can say, oh, it's a shlamim. They're all connected to a shlamim. Here, they're all chatas and ola designated, and yet, there might not be me'ila. I could come up with a case where this money won't be used, at least immediately, for a situation of me'ila. So ask Reish Lakish, why didn't you mention this case? Now we understand why B'nai Yonash Avraz Manam is just extra. Because that there's an isser to be makdish of B'nai Yonash Avraz Manam. So why don't you say, what Reish Lakish says, why didn't the Mishnah say that? So Amar Rava, no, Rava says, no, there's a difference. Amra Torah, b'mo stumin havei shlamim. If you have mo stumin, there is nothing even questionable about the money, and when the Torah, what is the Torah underlying and telling you to do with this mo stumin? The Torah can tell you, bring a shlamim, no problem, because you are chayiv to bring with some of his shlamim, so there's no problem, bring a shlamim, and you could get other money for the other karbanis. Amra Torah, havei tar shaloi giyazmanam, shayna rilam is beach. What, is that a lechachila? That's something that you could foresee, that should be done, that's usually done. That's an unusual case. That's not something that we suggest. If it's done, you're right. There might not be an isser. There's not going to be me'ila yet. But that's not something that we could foresee that is going to be done or that should be done. So don't compare, says Rava, cases of shlamim, where there's no problem, and a case of tar, shelo higia zmana. Good. Says the next Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Omer, next item on the list, is it subject to me'ila or not? Rabbi Shimon Omer, hadam, kal batchila, the chomer besofo. Dam starts off kal and becomes chomer later in it, the process. Nisachin, wine, libations. Chomer betchila son, the kal besofo, the opposite. So what does this mean? We're going to talk about it. Dam betchila so ein malim. Dam is not, there's no me'ila by dam immediately. Throughout the process of the avodas hakarban, there's no me'ila by dam. We're going to have in the Gemara three sources. Why isn't there me'ila by dam? We spoke about yesterday why there isn't pigol by dam, for example, because pigol is not a davar sheish lamatirin. I'm sorry, dam is not a davar sheish lamatirin. Dam is a matir. So no pigol by dam. But is there me'ila by dam? So most of the time, up until the end, there is no me'ila when it comes to dam. But yotza l'nachal kidron, once the dam goes down the holes of the mizbeach into the ground, into the shisin, and is carried out to Nachal Kidron, so then Moalin Bo. So after that, there is Me'ila, Rashi quotes, Midrabanan. Midrabanan is Me'ila if we know that if the gardener, whatever it is, knows about this dam, Moalin Bo. But in the Beis HaMikdash, Rashi quotes, there is no Me'ila because ain't Shavus B'Mikdash. So Rabbanan Warren goes there. This is Midrabanan in the Mikdash. But outside the Mikdash, there is an Isra Me'ila there. Just Derek Agav, what's the reason of Ein Shavus B'Mikdash, which Rashi quotes here? So there is one Gemara that seems to link Ein Shavus B'Mikdash to Kohanim Zrizimheim. Kohanim Zariz at the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore Ein Shavus B'Mikdash. You didn't have to say that was the reason. You might just say the Rabbanan don't have the authority to make Shavusim in the Mikdash, because they make Shavusim only for all Am Yisrael, like Milsa de lo Shchicha lo Gazer Be'Rabbanan. And the Beis HaMikdash is not a case of Shchiyach, or the Beis HaMikdash is a place where Mora plays a role, Yira, there's less fear there. But either way, that's what Rashi quotes here, in Gozer and Gzeres HaMikdash, and that's why this Isser is only after it leaves. Rashi quotes the Mishnah in Yuma as well. Elu ve'elu misarben la'am aviyosel anachal kidron, umochrin le'gananim le'zabel umo'alin bohen. And there's Me'ilah, but the Me'ilah is only Durabanan. Only Durabanan. Good. So how are they mocher? So it has to be, maybe if it's suffing Me'ilah, if you don't know, if it gets mixed up, it's Nisare, if it's Nisbatel, but fundamentally though, there would be an Isser of Me'ilah Durabanan. So says the Mishnah, so Dam starts off without Me'ilah and gets to Me'ilah afterwards. The Nisachim are the opposite. Bitchilas and Mo'alim Behen. By wine libations, it starts off with Me'ilah, because this is wine that you have to do something with. You have to bring it up to the Mikdash. But you bring it up to the Mizbeach. Yardu l'shizin in Mo'alim Behen. But once it goes down to the Shizin, you pour it into the cups on the southwest side of the Mizbeach, into those cups, and it goes down into the Shizin, then that is Na'asis Mitzvaso, and therefore there's no longer any Me'ila. And there is no reason that Chazal instituted a Gzeirah D'Rabbanan by the wine. Says the Brisa now, Tana Rabbanan. Mo'alin b'damim div Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says there's me'ila by dam, meaning afterwards, after it's yotzei, divrei Rabbi Meir Rabbi Shimon. The chachamim all remain mo'alin. The chachamim say no, even afterwards, right? Because the only time that the Rabbi Meir would say there is afterwards. The chachamim say no. My taima demand amar ein mo'alin. What's the svar to say there's no me'ila by dam? Three reasons. Amar ula, amar kra, vani nasativ lachem. I gave it to you. Shalachem hu. Special limud, that it is yours. There is no iser me'ila. Number two, Devei Rabbi Yishmael Tana, lechaper, lechapara nisate velo le'me'ila. I gave it to you lechapara and not for me'ila. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Kra, ki hadam hu benefesh yechaper. It is blood and it'll be used for a kapara. Hu lefne kapara, kila achar kapara. We have on the side. And therefore, mala achar kapara ein bo me'ila, avamne kapara ein bo me'ila. There's no me'ila throughout the process. Just like there isn't before, there isn't after, there isn't before. So is this machlokes, where I ask this question, manda, my time for the reason of ein mo'alin, is this explaining even why there's no me'ila d'rabanan? If we say the machlokas earlier is within the world of Me'ilah D'Rabbanan, are we quoting Psukim to explain why there's no Me'ilah D'Rabbanan? Or are we asking just fundamentally why there is no Me'ilah D'Araisa? Pashas, it sounds like the latter. Why is there no Me'ilah D'Araisa by Dam? If you want to say that it's explaining why there isn't even Me'ilah D'Rabbanan, quoting a Pasuk, so maybe one could connect this to the Taz. The Taz and Ilkos Rosh Hashanah, because the Gemara here is saying that maybe this Mefurish Psukim Leheter by these items. And if it's first Psukim Leheter, as the Taz writes, the Rabbanan do not have the authority to make an Isser on a Dover HaMefurish Leheter B'Torah. Remember, the Taz writes that on the topic related to last week's Parsha, Tazria Mitzorah, where the Taz asks, why aren't we goes there, that you can't do Bris Milah when it falls out. Day 8 falls out on Shabbos. After all, you might come to carry the knife. Right, we're going Zera Darabah, so the Rishonim already asked that question, Tosfos and Megillah and elsewhere, but the Taz's answer is that since it's Mefurish in the Torah, the pasuk in last week's parsha says explicitly, "Ubiyam Hashmini Yimo Basar Alaso," which is a totally extra pasuk. It's as if the Torah says, "Do Mila Bismano on Shabbos." So the Torah says that Chazal can't knock that out and say, "No, don't do Bris Mila on Shabbos." They don't have the authority. They can limit mitzvos, meaning when they say, "Don't blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos," that's not knocking out a mitzvah, because you blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah when it falls out on a weekday. The Taz's original question there is, why can you blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah? It's a musical instrument. You can't play musical instruments on other Yom Tovim. The Taz says the answer is because they can't knock out shofar on Rosh Hashanah, because it says in the Torah to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So when it falls out on Shabbos, they can knock it out, because you do it the other years. So that's the Taz's Chiddush that's oft quoted by many Achronim. Davar Mefurish B'Torah, the Rabbanan don't have the power to Aser. So maybe, if this Gemara is understood as even on the Rabbanan level, maybe that's what these Psukim are telling me, that it's Mefurish Leheter, no Me'ilah, and therefore the Rabbanan don't have the authority to make an Iser. Maybe. But either way, Pasha's, it's on the Daraisa level. Says the Gemara now, third to last line, V'ema Ma, why don't we say the other way now? V'ema, the Bachi adds in a couple of words here. The Ema Hachi, Ma Lifnei Kapara yesh bo me'ila af la'achar kapara yesh bo me'ila. Right, so from this line, it sounds pretty clear that we're talking about on the Drabana level. Because now we're saying, why don't you say the opposite? If we say lefnei kapara, there would be me'ila, so too la'achar kapara. So the Gemara says, v'chiyesh tochadar v'shnasas mitzvah so v'yesh bo me'ila. There can't be me'ila once it's done. Once you did zrikas adam and you put it down the shisin, it's finished, it's done. And therefore, there can't be any me'ila after Nasas Mitzvaso, as we had at the end of Meseches Temura. If you remember then in Temura, we also discussed a fascinating idea. Again, you know there's an obvious answer to this question, but the question is asked, though, by the Noda Yehuda and others. We know there's a concept of Kvura. There's a mitzvah of Kvura, which hopefully we'll talk about a little bit more on Amid Beis. Is there an Isser Hana'a Min Hameis La'achar Kvuraso? Before Kvuraso, yes, because you have a mitzvah to bury. But after you bury a person, is there still an Isser Hana? So we say just emotionally, of course there has to be an Isser Hana. We have to explain it. The Noda Yehuda was asked by one of his Talmidim, why don't you say Nasas Mitzvaso? You fulfilled the mitzvah of Kvura, and therefore there is no longer an Isser Hana. So says the Noda Yehuda, no. The mitzvah of Kvura and the Isser Hana Min Ames are not linked to each other. There's a mitzvah of Kvura separate from the Isser Hana Min Ames. And even if you want to say it's linked, what is the mitzvah of Kvura? Says the Noda Yehuda. It's not an action, likbar, it's sheyehei kavur. It's so that the person is buried. And therefore, the second that he might become unburied, you have then undone the mitzvah. And therefore, you have a chiyuv, the chiyuv kicks in again. There'll never be a stage of Nasas Mitzvaso. That's another beauty of the Ha'ara, so the Isra Hanam and Ames applies Bein Lefnei, Bein La'acharei. He says, according to the quote, it's in Yoredeche L'Gavsim and Sadek here. I'm not going to read it to save time, but that is, he says, V'lek lak shu yeim kein, meisha mitzvah l'kavra, roi lios efron mutter, v'ari yudomil and esrafin, shegamke nasa mitzvah. So Ha'lesa, he says, no, k'vore mishum biziono, v'lo mishum misura, and you never say nasa mitzvah so when it comes to a k'vura. The way that's related to this line of Ein l'chadar shasav mitzvah so v'yesh bo me'ila. Says the Gemara, Amai, is that really true? We've had this a few times already. Amai lo, why not? There are examples. There are examples of nasas mitzvah so where there's still an isra me'ila. Hari chumas adeshen. She nasas mitzvah so v'yesh bo me'ila. Chumas adeshen. We've discussed it a couple of times over the past couple of weeks. The mitzvah of going up, taking the ashes out every morning, and then dumping the shovel right next to the ramp on the floor, on the east side of the ramp, and we know there is me'ila by those that deshen. And you already did the mitzvah. So answer the Gemara, Mishum davali chumas adeshen, ve'evare se'ir ha-mishtalayach, shnek suban abon ke'echad. Ve'evarem the zir mishtalayach also are asr bahana, even though you've already done nasim mitzvah, you've already done the mitzvah, nasim mitzvah, so, ve'choshnek suban abon ke'echad e'malamdin. And any two psukim that teach me the same thing, the rule is, why didn't the Torah just say one of them? That could be the model for outside. The fact that the Torah says both must be that we're not supposed to learn them as models to anything else. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. Ha, nicha. L'manda amar. Eivari sier mishalech einenin mehen. That works according to that manda amar. El l'manda amar. Nenin mehen, but there's really a machlokas there. According to the manda amar that you do say nasis mitzvaso there, ma'ikel meimar. So now you're back to the question. You only have one. You have one Nasis Mitzvaso. And therefore, shouldn't that be a model that you could still have an Isser Hana after you fulfill the mitzvah? Answer, Mishum Dehavi Lei, Shumas Hadeshen, Big Day Kahuna, Shnei Ksuvan Abon Ke'echad. No, there are two others, Shumas Hadeshen and Big Day Kahuna. The Kohen Gadol, after he wears his Begadim, he doesn't wear them again. Doesn't wear them again. V'chad Yeksuvan Abon Ke'echad, Eim Alamdin. And therefore, those are the two, that even after Nasis Mitzvaso, there is Me'ila. So there is a Isser Hana. So again, the Gemara says, that works only according to one opinion. That works according to the Rabbanan. Who say, V'hinicham sham, right, you see that? That's by Avodas Yom HaKippurim, the Begadim of the Kohen Gadol, that they need Geniza, they have to be put into, they have to be buried, Shapur, that works out fine. El Rabbi Dosa, to Amar Mutul, Shamish Ben Kohen Hedyot. But according to Rabbi Dosa, who says, no, Kohen Hedyot could use them. Remember, which Begadim are we talking about? We're not talking about the tzitz. They didn't put away the tzitz every year and make a new tzitz, or the me'il. Talking about the begadim that he shares with Kohen Hedyot. That's how you could have this this line. What does Rashi and Kohen Hedyot? The four begun that he says with the Kohen Hedyot. So Michael Amemar, we're going to be Dosu says there is no Nasas Misfaso there. So again, you back to the question. There's only one Trumas Hadeshen. So the Gemara says no. Mishum Dahavi Trumas Hadeshen VeEgla Arufa. Shiksu and Abanka Echad. Egla Rufa, after you break the neck of the Egla Rufa, brought for the anonymous corpse that was found, that also has an Isser Hana, and therefore those are two, so Ein Melamdin. Says the Gemara, Hanichal Mandarmein Melamdin, El Mandar Melamdin Ikal Meimar, but there's an opinion out there that says you do, you are Melamdin, even if it says it twice. So sometimes the Gemara answers, oh, there are really three. But here, no, we say, no, Shrei Mi'utik Sive. There are two mi'utim, one written respectively by each of these contexts, which exclude everything else. Ksiv hasam ha'arufa, the arufa has this halacha, and nothing else. Ksiv hasam v'samo etzal ha'mizbeach. Place it next to the mizbeach by Chumas Hadeshen, hani in midi achrini lo. These and not others. Egla arufa, as we know, there is still an isser hanava egla arufa. Egla arufa is the source, not here, but quoted elsewhere, for Isser Hana min Hames. We learned it out from Xavier Shava, Sham from Egla Rufa, that there's an Isser Hana from a dead body. So there's it's a huge discussion, just to quote maybe one or two sources. And number one, Rav Moshe has an important tshuva. Is somebody allowed to donate their body to science? After all, person wants to donate their body, pikuach nefesh, you know, Rachman al-Islam, if somebody doesn't believe in the afterlife, and they don't believe in Tchias HaMesim, so, halachically, okay, the person's a kofar, but separate from that issue, is there a specific Isser? So Rav Moshe, of course there is. Rav Moshe in Yaradeya, Chelek Gimel, Simin Kuf Mem, Rav Moshe writes, in 1979, he writes this to Rav Moshe Scherer, Nisiyu Menala, Gudus Yisrael, Bar Sotah Brit. He says, B'dvar she nishal mi Washington, mi Lishkas HaNasi, in parentheses, Office shall a president. He was asked by the White House, "B'dvar shimush be'ivarim shall hames al pitzava asol etzarak refua." He was asked, "What's the Jewish view of donating their bodies to science?" He didn't imesha b'ksara. I'll just answer you quickly. Ki al pidina Torah shekiblu chazal ish mi pi ish and Moshe Rabbeinu all of Hashalom shekibalnu mi Sinai. According to the Masorah that we have, ein shum adam bailim al gufo litzavos sheyasu begufo. Nobody has the authority. I'm not the bailim on my body. Who am I to say do whatever you want with my body? V'yafilu rak be'ever echad me'ivarin shum davar. Af lo litzarchei hasaga yedil in yani refua. I can't do anything. My body is not mine. It's on loan from God. V'kol shekein shebanavu krovav ein a bailim al zeh. The person himself is not a bailim. Surely his relatives are not a bailim. V'gam below zeh. He's not the bailim. And besides that, asur bahana'a migufo shel adam. V'yafilu me'eber echad. Ela shemuchuyavin lakavro tekef. Kishe efshar bo bayom below shem shinui begufo. V'yasul lanateach is gufo. You can't cut off any part of the body. V'af lo bechetech echad. Not even one. Ela tzarech lakavro bishle muso. Kemo shahaya berega shemes. Get a berry as is. V'af kishelo haya efshar lakavro bo bayom. Ela achar eza yamim. And even if it takes you a few days. Oshe nishlach lakavro b'makom acher. Tzarech lakavro bishle muso. Kemo shahaya kishemes. Moshe says, nothing to talk about, there's Israel Naman Amais, and a person not a Bailam on their bodies. I didn't bring it, but the Radvaz in Hilchas Sanhedrin, we quoted this Radvaz in the context of Ein Adam Meis HaMas Rasha. If somebody comes to court and says, I ate Shreif, whip me. Or if somebody says, I was B'chal Shabbos B'mezer, kill me. So we're not allowed to kill them. Even though we say, Hovdo Asbal, didn't kibbe Edim Dami, that's only Dini Mamanus. But when it comes to physical torture, Malchus, or Misa, no, Bezin throws him out of court. Let's say somebody brings a video and shows himself eating treif. Give me Malchus. So the halacha is, even what if he got Asra? What if he got Asra? There's two witnesses gave him Asra, and then the witnesses left. So he got Asra, and he says, Almanas Kenani Yosef, and then he does it. But it wasn't witnessed by witnesses. And he says, I did it, look at me, Malchus. We don't give him Malchus. And the Radvaz says, there, you know why? Because a person's not a bailam on his body. Just like you're not allowed to wound yourself, you're not allowed to come to court and say, wound me, because there, that's an extension of wounding yourself. It's a chavala al atzmo. And therefore, It is not Azer. If there's a mitzvah to wound somebody, to give them malchus, then that's a mitzvah that overrides. That's one of the answers why Avram Avinu waited to do the meal until after he was commanded. All the Rishonim ask in Parshas Vayera, why did Avram Avinu wait? Valech lecha Vayera, why did he wait? He did all the other mitzvahs before he be commanded. Why did he wait by Bris Milah? So one of the answers is because without the mitzvah of Bris Milah, then there's an Isra of Chavala Ba'atzma. It's of wounding oneself. Only once there's a mitzvah can we then say that you can do the isra of chaval. There's not a mitzvah there, then it's a mitzvah. Just like we say when there's a mitzvah of malchus, there's no isra of chaval. But without the mitzvah, there's isra of wounding oneself. So that's Rav Moshe right here in terms of donating one's body to science and. The Isser Hana as well that we learn out from Egla Arufa. The Shulchan Aruch says this in Simon Shin Mem Tes. That's the Simon in Hilchas Avelos in Yaradea about Isser Hana Min Hameis. And Dr. Abraham in the Nishmat Avraham talks about, he has here five reasons, and he goes through it at length, even just an autopsy. Let's see, just want to find out what the cause of death was. What benefit are you getting? What benefit are you getting? It's just knowledge. So says Dr. Abraham, he's quoting other poskim, if there's another person right there next to this person that has the same strange, unusual illness, and you think if you dissect this body, you might be able to find this other guy who's about to die and help him, then there's sakanas tefashas b'fanecha, and then you're allowed to do it. But other than that, which is very, very, very unusual, so other than that, you can't. Yeah, number one, there's a Bizui Hameis. Number two is Isra Hanam and Hameis. Number three, there's Bittul Mitzvahs Kfura. Number four, there's Kedusha, possibly, to this corpse. And number five, Alpi Kabbalah, it's difficult for the Neshama until there's a Kfura. Neshama is hanging out until the Kfura takes place. So for all these reasons, Dr. Abraham writes, the vast majority of posts can prohibit an autopsy on a Jewish corpse if performed to learn medicine. This includes the Noda Bihuta, Chasam Sofer, Maram Shik, Binyan Siyan, Chazanish, Kol Bogesher Chaim Shri Deish Igmas Moshe Minchas Yitzchak Yibia Omer and Tzitz Eliezer. Anybody who wants to take on those poskim, feel free to step forward.
But who? Organ transplants.
So organ transplants. So every organ depends from a live donor. So it depends. Obviously, if it's a live donor like a kidney and you have two kidneys, so then that's what we pass and that's a reshus. That's not a chiv. That's a reshus, and therefore, if somebody is healthy, they want to give a kidney. There's a great mitzvah too, but there's no chiv too. There's no chiyuv to. But in terms of towards the end of life, that's the big issue of brain death and organ transplants, which we're not going to get to now exactly in terms of what one is allowed to do and how that relates to Isser, Hanam, and Ameis. But different organs might be different, not in terms of Hanam, but let's say in terms of Bizui Ameis. There's Bizoyan Ameis. My father likes to quote the Tshuva of Rav Unterman, where Rav Unterman talks about it could be that corneal transplants are different. Why? Because the eye is closed, that it's not visible from the outside. So that might be less of a, if you say Bizei Mesim is inherently, by Tchias HaMesim, what's going to happen? It's then even something that you can't see. An internal organ. Mashenkein, if it's just in terms of being seen from the outside, so then it wouldn't be a problem. One final related issue, and that is this concept of Nasis Mitzvaso doesn't only come up in such extreme cases by Mice and Mitzvahs that we have to do here, but it comes up by Chefseshel Mitzvahs. We know the Brisa tells us in Maseches Megillah there are two types of Chefser Shel Mitzvahs. There are Tashvishe Mitzvah and Tashvishe Kedusha. Tashvishe Kedusha are any items that are connected to the Ksav of Torah. Mezuzahs, Tefillin, Sefer Torahs, or items that service them. The box of the mezuzah, the cover of the Sefer Torah, all of those are Tashvishe Kedusha, and those have inherent sanctity and have to be buried. But if you have what's called Tashvishe Mitzvah, that means anything used for a mitzvah not connected to the Ksav of Torah, like tzitzis and shofar and a chanukiah and a lulav and all of those items, so then we hold once na'asis mitzvah so takes place, the kedusha, quote-unquote, leave. And you can do whatever you want with them. If somebody tzitzis rips, may ikar hadin, you should put it in a plastic bag and put it in the garbage. Because that's not tashmishi kedusha. And you might say, I'll just be machmir. No! It's not a question of being machmir. If you throw something into the Geniza that doesn't deserve to be in the Geniza, then it's a bizayin to everything else in the Geniza. So okay, it should be machmir, shasu the dekula. So one has to know exactly what one puts into Geniza, what one puts into Sheamus, and what not. Tzitzis, shofar, lulav. That's why if you could do another mitzvah with it, fine. Like by lulav. What do? By lulav, we throw it in the fire, by the chametz. Right? So you think about that. You're burning it. You wouldn't do that to a mezuzah, but you do it by a lulav because once you did one mitzvah, the Maharil quotes, use your tzitzit strings for bookmarks. Because in the days of the Maharil, they didn't have the stickies. Right? So they had to use the tzitzit strings. But says that's just a lechatchila, but not that one has to. But again, that's the same concept of nasis mitzvaso. Once something is done, mi'ilo leaves. Once something is done, the isser of getting benefit from it leaves. Vayter, let's continue. Finishing up, says the Gemara. So that was all about dam, and we got a little sidetracked. But now we get back to the other half of the Mishnah, Nesachim. Nesachim, b'tchila marlin b'hen v'chulu. By Nesachim, by the wine libations, it starts off with the Mi'ila, but then after Nasim Mitzvaso, goes down to the Shisin, there is no longer any Mi'ila. Lema masnisan, delok Rab Elazar b'Rab Tzadok. Let's see our Mishnah against Rab Elazar b'Rab Tzadok. D'Tanya, who says, Rab Elazar b'Rab Tzadok Omer, lul katan hayi ben kevesh l'mizbeach. Bima aravo shel kevesh, there was a little hole in the ground. A little like tunnel made between the ramp and the Mizbeach on the west side of the Mizbeach, west side of the ramp, meaning closer to the Heichal. Achas l'shivim shana, pirchei kehuna yardinbo, umevi'in yayin karush. Once every 70 years, they went down and cleaned out that hole, and down there you had congealed wine, because all the wine ended up down there, and it was all congealed on the bottom, shu doma le'igule dvela. And it was like figs that were all stuck together. They could buy a bunch in the store. And what do they do with that? That congealed wine that looks like igulei dvela. V'sarfin ota b'kedusha, and you burn it. You burn it b'kedusha. Shneamar b'kodesh hazdech nesashecha l'Hashem. Because it says l'Hashem k'shem shenisucha b'kedusha kach sreifa sa b'kedusha. Just like the nisuch is b'kedusha, so do the sreifa. My mashma v'yom ravina. Where do you get that from? B'kedusha from this pasuk. So asya kodesh kodesh. So k'zeir shava k'ziv hachak b'kodesh. Here it says b'kodesh v'ziv hasam v'saraftas anosar ba'esh v'lo yachel ki kodeshem. It says by no sar. Right, that it is kodesh or ki kodesh hu manosa sreifasa b'kedusha hainami b'kedusha question mark. So what do you see from here? That the nesachim do have kedusha. You're telling me that the nesachim, once it goes down to the shisim, doesn't have kedusha. You see from here that it does have kedusha. So Mara said no. So it must be against Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzadok. So Mara said no. Afilu tamer Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzadok. What's Rabbi Elazar talking about? What case has no kedusha? Deikalat. There's meilo by the nesachim when they start. What happens if you pour the nesachim down the shisin, but then you catch them before they hit the ground? So at that moment, there's no me'ilah, because it's not mitzvaso. Once it hits the ground, so then the floor is makadish them again. So there's me'ilah, no me'ilah, yes me'ilah. So that's the case where, according to him, our mission is talking about a case of mid, where you catch it mid-air, that's when there wouldn't be me'ilah. So Gemara Kedijus Ikadami, others have the following version. Lema masisa kura b'lazer b'sado de'ikalat. Maybe our Mishnah is like a Rabbi Tzadok, and you'd limit it to the case where you caught it in midair. So Gemara says, no, Amri, lo, no, we don't. You don't have to say that. Umi derabanan. Pashas is mi derabanan. And I'm sorry, you don't have, it's not Rabbanan, but it's mi derabanan. No, you don't have to say it's a Rabbi Tzadok. You could say that really on the Raisa level there is no Mi'ila, but mi derabanan, there is Mi'ila. Vaha krana kanasev lot. What do you mean? But he quotes a pasuk. How can you say his din of Mi'ilo by Nesachim is only din d'Rabbanan if you find the congealed wine? Where it says, Asmachta. No, it's an Asmachta. It sounds pretty strong. Asmachta, it's Gzera Shava he's quoting. Asmachta, it's just a hidden, really, it's a din d'Rabbanan. There's Mi'ila by the Kodesh, but really it's an Asmachta. As we've said in the past, what Asmachta is, there are, sometimes the Gemara says Asmachta Ba'alma. Whereas Asmachta Ba'alma, that means a low-level Asmachta. But when it just says Asmachta here, so we like to quote the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah Tezayin, where the Ritva quotes, Asmachta is something serious. Asmachta means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had this in mind, but he wanted to leave it open to Chazal to figure it out. To give them some power of creativity, some power of coming up with it themselves. But don't think that Asmachta is a joke. Asmachta is, yeah, the rabbis found a hint in the Torah. No! This is with their Siyata Deshmaya, they found this hint. He says, V'lo k'divrei ha'mefarshim, says, Shekol she'ish lo asmachtam in ha'pasik, he'iru ha'kadosh baruch hu she'roi la'asos kein, elo shelo kavu chova, u'masru l'chachamim, v'zeh davar baru v'emes, v'lo k'divrei ha'mefarshim asmachtos, shu k'derach simit sh'nitnu chachamim, v'lo she'kavan es ha'tora l'kach, chas v'shalom, yishtaka ha'davar v'lo yomar, shuzu derach minus hu. If you say the rabbis are jokers, Yishtak adar v'lo yomar, avol Torah he'irish b'kach u'masruchi v'adar v'lo kav l'chachamim im yirtzu. And that's what the Chachamim tried to find hints to their dinim in the Torah, because these dinim were from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The hints might seem far-fetched, but the din is a din that HaKadosh Baruch Hu left open for Chazal to come up with. Okay, there's a lot of sources related to this, which we're not going to get back into now, but that is an important ritva. Okay, we'll stop here by the Mishnah, but the show will continue tomorrow with the next stuff in Maseches Me'ilah.